Yesterday, I mentioned to you in Shir that there's a question if a Yavama's Isser, the Isser of a Yavama, Lashuk, she can't marry somebody else, whether that's a continuation of the Erava of Eishes Ish. That once she's an Eishes Ish, included in being an Eishes Ish, is that if the husband dies without children, her Issa continues. Whether, no, Yavam Lashuk is a new parasha. When a husband dies, the Eishes Ish is gone, it's finished, and this is a new Issa. Now that Etzem Chakira, we're going to return to Yirtzeh Hashem, and we'll get to it. What I wanted to point out is regarding one of the nafkaminas. I mentioned yesterday, I think only two nafkaminas in the two ways to learn. If it's an Isser, it's a continuation of the Isser, Eishes Ish, or a new Isser. One nafkamina was if it's Yahar Gal Yavar, whether the Isser of a Yavam L'Shuk is a continuation of a Isser, Eishes Ish, then it has a Shem Erva. And if it has a Shem Erva, then it's Yahar Gal Yavar. On the other hand, if it's a new Isser, if we say the Eishes Ish is gone, and this is a new Isser, just like the Lav of Nevela, then there's no reason to say it's Yahar Gal Yavar. That was one nafkamina. And the second nafkamina was, if we say Ein Davar She'Be'erva Pachas Mishnayim, if you need two Eidim to say Eidis, to be Matir Yavam Alashok. If a Yavam Alashok is a Din Erva, so we have a rule by all our rayas that you need two Eidim, Ein Davar She'Be'erva Pachas Mishnayim. On the other hand, if you say that the Din of Erva Alashok is like the Issa Nevela, it's a new Isser, it's a new Lahav. So just like the Issa Nevela, it's enough in Eid Echad. Eid Echad tells you that the meat is kosher, you can rely on him. Then the same thing in Eid Echad would be good enough to be Matir Yavam Alashuk. These were the two nafkaminas that we mentioned yesterday. The Neid Behuda, and it's in Neid Behuda Kama, Tshuva Nun Dalet, has a Shaila regarding a woman that was married and her husband died, and the only brother that remains is a brother who's a cheresh, and there's some question in Halach Lamaisa how a person can get out of being an aguna by a cheresh. The woman claims that when she got married b'tanai. There was a tanai in the original marriage, and that if the husband dies without children, the kedushin should be batel mefreya. The says when they got married, they realized that there's going to be a problem. They realized that down the line, if he dies without children, she's going to be an aguna. So right away, when they got married, they made such a tanai that the whole marriage is contingent. A tanai, if the husband is going to die without banim, that the kedusha should be batel mefreya. Now she claims that such a tanai was made. The question is if it can be proven. The Masada Kedushin was no longer alive. The Stamdeidi Kedushin they also couldn't find. And they found two rayas. One was a letter the Masada Kedushin had written to someone in which he wrote that it was done with tanai. There was a letter that was written that way. And the second was someone who heard it from the Masada Kedushin after the wedding. Masada Kedushin was speaking and he said that he did it this way. So what's the Neid Behuda's question? Is it good enough to bring a letter? We have a rule that whenever you need two witnesses, mepihem v'lay mepiksavam, two witnesses only could say this with their mouths, not with their letters. So if you hold this as a davar she'be'erva, so then you can't rely on the letter. If you hold that it's a new Isser, then you could rely on the letter. We always rely. You buy something in the store, it has a package with an emblem on it, So what are you relying? You're relying on the siman, on the emblem that somebody gave a hechsher. He didn't tell you Eidus that he gave a hechsher. He put it as a ksav. By Isser, the piksavim works. The same thing, Eid Mepi Eid. For someone to say that I heard from the Masada Kedushin that's Eid Mepi Eid, we need Eidus by Mamin, by Arayis, by Nefashis. Eid Mepi Eid is possible. By Isser, it's good enough. It's an Umdim Ladavar. It's Reglaim Ladavar. So the Shaila that the Neid Yehuda has, besides his Arichus on the Shaila of the Cheirish, which is most of his Truva, he has this Shaila. Is it a Dovah Shebe'ervo? It's not. This was the Asfan Dereis who cleared the Shaila. He has this Shaila. Is it a Dovah Shebe'ervo or is it not? Now I'd like to point out two things in the Neid Yehuda. The Neid Yehuda himself says, Al Pisvara, that it's not a Dovah Shebe'ervo. He says it, his lashon is vihine ze poshut. The yavam l'shuk loy mikri davish be'erva. He says ze poshut, that the yavam l'shuk is not a davish be'erva. Shari ein aloy b'misa, aloy b'karis, rak chai be'lavim. In svara, the night Yehuda holds that it's not a davish be'erva. Then he writes, however, there's a mardachah that says it is a davish be'erva. There's a big tzarachin on the Mardechai, but he says, well, what am I going to do? You know, it's me against the Mardechai. Mardechai's a Rishon. So he's not comfortable relying on his svara. This is what he writes in the Tshuva. So again, I'm not telling you any big chidush, I'm just giving you names. Like Yehuda says, it's not a davar shebe'erva. Mardechai says it is. Why should it? The thing they're talking about is Kedushin. You're close to what I wanted to hear. It has to be Nafkamina Lamaisa, though. Right. I'll tell you what I noticed today. That's Tshuva Nun Dalet. When I looked at it today, I saw in Tshuva Nun Hey, he adds something, a shameless La Ravanal, a second Tshuva on the topic. So he adds a very important kenach. Listen to this, it's a guy in this really. It seems that he asked if this husband who passed away, he only had one brother, the Chavish. So he asked, does he have a father that's still alive? What's the nafkamina if he has a father that's still alive? So the person wrote back, so that changes everything. It's like a riddle. Who cares if the Yavama had a father? The Yavama didn't have a father. He has nothing to do with Yibam, right? The father has nothing to do with Yibam. The Yavam, you're right. The Yavam. The man who died and left the brothers of Cheresh, did he have a father? Didn't he have a father? I mean, the person got the letter from the Yehuda asking if he has a father, probably wondered what the Yehuda talking about. No? So he wrote him back, he does have a father. He says, oh, he has a father, everything changes. Listen to what he says. Why does everything change? Because now, we're being done if the original Kedushin was with a Tanai. If the original Kedushin was with a Tanai, then this woman is allowed to marry this father. Because it's not her relative. The original Kedushin was with Tanai. That it's only a Kedushin if he doesn't die without children. Now that he died without children, the Kedushin is batal. If the Kedushin is batal, it's not her father-in-law. Then she's allowed to marry the father-in-law. If on the other hand there was no Tanai, then the Issa father-in-law continues after Misa. If a man dies, his wife is forever not allowed to marry the father-in-law. Now, this woman's not interested in marrying her father-in-law. It has nothing to do with it. The point is that the Eidus, that the Kedushin was B'tanai, is a Davish of Erva, since it's possible for it to be a Nafkamina for a Davish of Erva, because if she would want to marry the father-in-law, it would be totally in this Eidus if the Kedushin was B'tanai. This says, the nafkamina of the kedushin was b'tanai is taka nafkamina legabi yibum, but it has another nafkamina legabi erva, legabi this woman marrying her dead husband's father. If the original kedusha was a kedushin, it's a father-in-law. He's an erva tahar. And if the original kedusha was not a kedushin, it's not an erva tahar. So Zaktan of Yehuda, if he had a father, then it turns out that me'achar ubemis achar sheyesh kanav habedav shabarva mamish. It's a nice chap. The whole nidain in the first truva was the nidain we had yesterday. Is the Yavam Lashuk a new Isser, a Davish Abarava? And that's what we're saying Edis about. Now, if you're saying that since this exact Edis has a nafkamina, Lagabe Arayais, Lagabe Inisarava, so this Edis now is going to always need two Edis. Is anything that has an afkamino gabe dava shabarva is a edis on dava shabarva, even though Bezin's not being donned to Shaila now. Stumda, she's not interested in marrying her father-in-law, but it doesn't matter. Since the edis has an afkamino gabe the erva of Chamav, so therefore it lives the edis on a dava shabarva. So at the end of the day, what comes out is that in such cases where the Edis on the Yibum also has an afkamina on Arayis, they need to aid. Talk about it. It's a very nice chap of the night of Yehuda, and it doesn't change the Ikka Chakira from yesterday, but regardless of looking at it in all angles.
Shall I bring that? Okay, they used to get the Kedusha of Al-Tanai when there was only a brother of Zachar. Bring them, come to them. Saying
basically
that it has to only be
that for two. Maybe that at the end of Tshuva Nun Dalid, he says, like you say, that at the end of Tshuva Nun Dalid, right, he wanted to be matir this woman because he else not a davar shabarav and everything's good. Then he found the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that it's a davar shabarav. So the Maybe Yehuda is done. He says it's the derech. When someone marries a man who has only a brother who's a cherish, it's the derech to do it this way. See, he's mesupik there. If you have an umdin or gemura, like an ansadi, that it happened, it's the derech to do it. And you have the letter, and you have the she says so, and you have the ibpa. So takin dinei, this is not enough. But at the end of the tshuva, he's metzadeh that it's an ansadi. He's mitzar if that's a suffix. If you need an ansad, it's a tzad. That's not a davar shabarva. So he makes it tzirf. Maybe it's not a davar shabarva, and it's good. Even if it's davar shabarva, maybe it's an ansadi. I think he has the tshuva that he ought to be matir, but he's only going to be matir if two other gedalei adar are masking him. Whether two other gedalei adar are masking him, it doesn't say the tshuva.
It was chayzer when he said to the father-in-law.
In the next tshuva, it sounds like he's chayzer. And tshuva nun hey. The whole thing is three lines. This piece of tshuva nun hey, and it sounds like he was chayzer because the whole thing. He goes on to something else. He says, "Hinei haydiani b'zeh hamichtav sheyesh kanav shalom aleich hameis ubemis av sheyesh kanav havidav shemar v'mamish." Then he goes on to other points. They have nothing to just the agav points. No, at the end he says Afal became Mitamad Laim Ladover and Yinesher Bevakaimi Lahatira. At the end he says that Asrag Laim Ladover, he's supposed to be Matir, but he said because I need a statue of Allah of Laila Maisa, Tzurif Yimano Oich Negdele Adar, Oich Negdele Adar before Samim, Shaiskin Betar Bishasa Bepaiskin. I don't know what happened at the end. One Edis that has enough gemina for two things, you can't, are they either makabel or not makabel? How are you going to cut it in half?
It can't be makabel for this, because it's a davar shabarav, so it's not strong enough. But in the case where she wants to marry the whole world, if you hold it, it's not davar shabarav, you should have an enough claim.
I have to come up with a good example for you, but it would be a chiddush. In other dinim, it is that way. When you have sveikus, you could say the gabi d'rabbanan be mekel, the gabi d'raisa be machmir. You have sveikus. Here, you want to split the edus. You want to be makabel the raya for something that's not a davar shebarim, and obviously there is a davar shebarim. Pashtus, it requires a psak. Things that are sveikas, you could say, when we're subik, we have a jorban, we make, we'll go, nothing. Something that requires a psak, even for the isurei lavim, requires a psak. It's hard to split it from the isurei lavim. You would have to have a raya that you can do such a thing.
Make a
Kedushin
like that?
Maybe I can have a Raya.
Routinely,
what? Make a Tanayan Kedushin? In Kedubamokam Igun, you can make. In Dima de Gemara, you can make a Tanay anytime in Kedushin. But the Lamaisa, we don't make Tanayim except Bamokam Igun. Shashagun.
Or the Gunas property, you could build in
a Tanay
into the
Kedushin
originally.
I mean, every single time a person gets married, you could build
in case you don't go, in case you having your wife, then the whole thing's possible.
Yes, so that's. There are other issues with that. It's the Rajba's kasha. The Rajba, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in Ksubis, asks, why don't we say be mekadosh adayt of Rabbanan, and she ends up in Aguna, we mat every Aguna. The Rajba says it doesn't work. The question why it doesn't work is a question. It's because it's not really a Tanai. Something that's foreseeable, specific, it's a real Tanai. An Umdana like that, it's not a Tanai. I think that's the reason.
If you speak it out, it doesn't matter. It's supposed
to be there has to be a Tanai that any time a person makes a Tanai that's not sincere, we call it an asmachta, and it's not a real Tanai. It's a question. It is sincere. It is sincere. He's saying it against himself. Okay? If you speak out such a Tanai. The Rajba's kasha isn't if you speak it out. The Rajba is if you say, call them kasha daita rabbana. Should be included in the Daita Rabbanan. No, when there's no cherish, you don't do it. When you have a cherish, that's when you do it.
So you assume he's not meaning children, it's also
cross-fetched. It's true. But it's like everything else. If I make the takana, ultimately it's going to help somebody. To do it in every single chasana is tough. To do it for a cherish. Okay, the Gemara now sidetracks to a different topic than Yavamis. But whoever was Masada, Ravina Ravashi, when they Masada the Gemara, they don't want people to think Yavamis is complicated, you have other inyanim, it's not complicated. So the Gemara stuck in a complicated inyan here. The next Amid, all the way down till Amalei Levi Lerebi, is a series of Gezeres HaKasas that have nothing to do with Yavamis. They have to do with Hyrius, with a totally separate sugya. We try to learn the Gemara and work on Pshat, because you can learn this Gemara and get dizzy just to say their Hadvarim. Let's see where the Gemara is coming from, and we'll get to it. Now, before we start, you just have to know that there is a carbon called Par Helam Davishel Tzibur. We're talking here about a number of karbanis. There are specific karbanis for a bezdin that paskins incorrectly, and Rav Tzibur follows the bezdin. As far as I know, I don't know if it ever happened. Some it never happened. But there's such a parsha in the Torah: bezdin paskins something, and Rav of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, according to one man, the Amar and Hari, is even Rav of a Shevet. But Rav of, we'll call it Rav of the Tzibur, follows that psak, and the bezdin realizes it was a mistake. It was a toss. So there's something called a par helam davashel tzibur. It's a par that you bring. If the aveira was an aveira of avodah zarah, it's a different, the same exact aveira. Bezdin paskin a psak that's to do with avodah zarah, and Klal Yisrael followed, and they realize they made a mistake, so they bring a parvasoy, a different carbon. So you have here a carbon for shara aveiris when they paskin wrong, and a carbon for Avodah Zarah where they paskin wrong. They have the same thing for a kapara for a Kohen Gadol who was over on Avodah Zarah, or a Kohen Gadol that was over on Shaar Aveiros has his own carbon. And that's the Gemara doesn't use the word Kohen Gadol, it uses the Lashon Mashiach, which if we have a chance to explain why the Gemara uses Lashon Mashiach as opposed to Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara talks about, there's a third carbon for a Nasi. A Nasi means a Melech. A melech who was Ivan Aveiro also has his own carbon. Again, one carbon for Avodah Zarah, one carbon for Shara Aveiros. Now those six karbanos, three times two, right? Tzibur, Kohen Gadol, Melech is one carbon if they're over Avodah Zarah b'shaygeg, and one carbon if they're over Shara Averis b'shaygeg. Now, in addition to those six, which are very rare karbanos, if they were ever brought, there's also the routine karban chatos that we're all familiar with. There's such a thing as the karban chatos, chatos atzibur v'ayachid. We're not talking about chatos atzibur, we're talking about chatos ayachid. A yachid brings a karban tzibur. The halacha is that all seven karbanos, the three and three specialty karbanos, and the regular chatos, you only bring if you're over, if a person is over b'shaygeg on an issacharis. It has to be actually a lav sheyesh bekaris. It has to be issacharis that's a lav. Is there any issacharis that's an assay? Anybody know? What? There's two. Mila and Karban Pesach. Yeah, two. Those are not included in this. Mila and Karban Pesach are different. They're not lavin. They're the only two assays in the Torah that are karis. Now they get to the sugya. So they get to the sugya is that it's an iser lav sheyesh bekaris. And all these karbanis are only on karis. That, no shaila, no question, which means if bez the paskin on avodah zarah, the chayiv a karbin, only if they paskin something to do with an avodah zarah, that's karis. They paskin that if you're allowed to bring a karbin to an avodah zarah, bow to an avodah zarah, that's karis. If they paskin you're allowed to have hanah from an avodah zarah, or you're allowed to adorn an avodah zarah, or be mechabek or menashik, kiss an avodah zarah, that's not karis. We're talking here that has to be an isur avodah zarah, sheyesh bekaris. Avodah zarah, some isurim that are not karis. But it has to be karis. The same thing, shara veiris. If bez the paskin to eat nevela is not karis. There's no par. If bez the paskin, you could eat dam, or you could eat chelev. Dam and chelev are the two achilas, two of the achilas that are issacharis, so then this chiyuv. Now that is not going to change not from the beginning of the Gemara, not to the end of the Gemara. Nothing's going to change. That's a fact. And if you learn Chumash with Rashi, you see it, that there are the six special karbanis, three and three, three for Shara Averis, the Shara Averis means karis, and three for Avodah Zarah. And a chatos, these karbanos, there's absolutely no question that the chayiv chatos. Our Gemara is going to deal with the chain of gezeres hakosos that tell us, not the carbon, the carbon says in the Torah, that tell us that this carbon is only by karis. Only by some of this karis, then these karbanos apply. And we're going to have a series, we need psukim for everything. For all six karbanos, we need psukim. Now, we're not going to focus much on the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, because you'll see the Gezeres HaKasavs, Kohen Gadol and Melech piggyback on other Gezeres HaKasavs. So it's a little less confusing if we focus on the main Gezeres HaKasavs that we're talking about, which is the Beis Din and the Yachid. Now, how did this come into our Masechta? So it starts with the Kasha. And the Kasha is, V'rebi hayoleha my avdilei. We spend time on Gimel Amid Beis darshin goleha. On Ches Amid Beis we darshin ulakacha. So Rebbe darshins ulakacha. What does he do with oleha? Now, Mabayalei look at the Tanya. Ready? We're going to get into a series of Gezeres HaKasos. But wait 1 minute before you get into it. Which oleha should we be talking about? Anybody, where does it say Aleha? You know which pasuk? Huh? How many Alehas were there on Gimel Amid Beis? Anybody remember? Huh? On Gimel Amid Beis, we had Gzeres Shavah. There were two Alehas, right? On Gimel Amid Beis. We had Aleha by Yavama. Yavama Yavai Aleha. And we had Isha Elachaisa Leitzikach Litzrar Legale Sarvesa Aleha. It says Aleha by Yavama, and it says Aleha by Eishas, by Achais Yisha, by Erva. Which Aleha do you think the Gemara should be asking about? How do you understand? Well, the Rebbe, Hay Aleha Madarshi Bey, Hoshit, which Aleha should it be going on? a chazisha. Why not Yavama? How do you know that that's the one that's extra? Because it wouldn't make sense without Allah. The regular, the Allah of Yavama Yavama Allah. It wasn't extra. From where? Let's see what the lashon. I don't know if it's clear from the Gemara that way. Remember what the Mefarshim said? What? The Brice uses both Allahs, doesn't it? It doesn't use both Allahs. Isha Allah Chayz is the live guys of Rasa Allah, but Chaya Allah Matamad Limer. Yishnevi Yavami Yavi Allah. Hashim, she's right. The Loshin had Gemara was Allah Matamad Limer on the first Allah. It's true that Allah is extra. Is the Yavami Allah totally not extra? The truth is, Taisis on Tesam Rav is going to talk about if it's mufta, if it's extra. And Taisis for Rabbanim. So we're going to get to it. But what? The flow of the Gemara. Mi Yavami Yavi Allah nafka Rabbi Hayalam Yavid Lay. Good. The flow of the Gemara. Actually, v'yema kacha v'rabbi d'raisi v'chidna isha nafka v'karcha miyavam yavei leha nafka. Is that a drash on aleha? Alright, look, I'll tell you v'shteit. What happens in this next amid is we're not going to darshan the aleha of yavam yavei aleha. In this amid, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, we're only going to darshan the aleha of Achais Isha. The Maram, though, asks why. The Maram, on Taisis Rabban, asks a kasha why. So, I thought you're going to have the kasha. I wanted to bavard it before we start. It turns out you don't have the kasha, if you feel that that's not extra anyway. But that's something that before we start, you have to know. There are two alehas. There's aleh Yavami Yav aleh, Zereshava to aleha of Achais Isha. And the Gemara says, why is Rabbi doing it? The Gemara only answers half. It only answers, what do we do with one of the alehas? It doesn't answer the other. So Mitzvah, we'll get to Taisus for Rabbanan and the Maram on Taisus, and they deal with the question. So we'll get to it. But that, before I start, I want to point out, we're going to learn now a blotch here to understand Pshat in the Pesukim, but follow along in the Gemara so that it follows. Remember, we have to fill in how we know all these things. How we know Bezdin by Avodah Zarah, Bezdin by Shara Veiris, how we know Nasi and Mel and Mashiach Lachama, and how and Nasi and Mashiach the Kohen, and how we know Chatos. So let's see the Pesukim. The Kedetanya. In Chayavim Bezdin Al Adam Shazani Karsri Gosse Chatos, Chayav Mashiach. But in the same thing, Vay Vayis Kachav Mel Adam Shazani Karsri Gosse Chatos. And we also learn. Kol mitzvah shebetarish chayavan al zdeni charis asher gaseh chatos yochid maybe kisva oy seira nasi maybe seir mishiach obez maybe par vayis chavin yochid nasi umishiach maybe in seira tibur maybe in par v'soyer par lo yisir lachatos menani mili. Okay, par, soyer, I think to all of us it's the same thing. Ox, sheep, same thing, no? We're not going to focus on it. I mean, if you want to focus on it, Avodah Zarah always has a seir. The seir is always the siman of Avodah Zarah. But it's not negat to us. Which carbon, at for now, the different carbons. Menani mili. Now here's this series of Gezeres HaKosos, which we could easily get confused about. We're going to try to flow, to get the flow of the Gemara. Tana Rava. First pasuk. V'noida hachatas eshachotu aleha. It says in the Torah, V'noida hachatas, they'll be aware that they did an aveira. Chatos here means the aveira, not the carbon. V'noida hachatas, they're going to be aware of the aveira they did. Rabbi Yaim. Nema kan aleha. Nema lahalon aleha. Now we're going to make gzeirah shava to Rashi says aleha b'chayeha, which is the pasuk of Achas Isha. Rabbi Aimer, Neman Kanala, Neman Halala, Mala, and Dovish Karis, Dari Karis, Vashigose Chatos, Afkan, Dovish Chayavan, Dari Karis, Vashigose Chatos, Ashkechon Tzibur. All right, you know you have to look it up. The Pasuk is talking about a Tzibur, right? The Gemara says. So what do we know from Aleha? Tzibur by Shara Veiris. We covered one of the things we have to cover. Tzibur by Shara Veiris, we know from Aleha. Okay. Now, everything else is going to come from this one pasuk. How? Let's see. Ashkechan tzibur. Mashiach min olon. How do you know a kayin? Diksiv Mashiach. La'ash masa'am. Hari Mashiach ketzibur. So, no new pasuk. This is a hekish. We makish the Mashiach mocham, the kayin, to the tzibur. Just like the tzibur needs karis, so too the kayin. So we cover two. Yachid v'nasi. How do you anach Yachid and a melech? Now when I sketch this out on the board, I'm going to ignore melech. Melech is with Yachid, the same thing. The same limud. Asya mitzvahs mitzvahs. Now that's called the gzeirah shava. When you have two psukim, two words the same, you learn one from the other, so that's the gzeirah shava. Asya mitzvahs mitzvahs. That what? A Yachid is just like a tzibur. Okay? So we covered all four karbanis that have to do with Shara Veiris. We covered all four. Allah Allah tells you Tzibur, and Mashiach is Hukish Tzibur, and Yachid V'Nasi, we have Gzeirah Shava. Good. Finished with the first set of drashas. So before you get confused, this is easy. This is simple. Now, V'loi V'Avaydis Kechavim, Allah Adav Shechayim Zayne Karzah Shegasei Chatas. How do you know that? Tzibur V'Avaydis Kechavim Yalef Me'enei Me'enei. Again, no new pasuk. Gzereshava. There's only one pasuk, the Allah drasha. We learn out Gzereshava me'ene from Avodah Zarah to Avodah Zarah from Shara Veiris. Yachid Nasi Mashiach. Now again, I'm pointing out to you, the king, the Kohen Gadol are grouped together with the Yachid. There's no separate limud. Yachid Nasi Mashiach. How do you know? Maybe v'im devar v'im nefshachas. Echad Yachid, Echad Nasi, Echad Mashiach b'mashma. Nefesh Achas is any Yachid. And we darshin v'am Moisef on Yerishin v'yim v'tachta min Elyon. Period. End of Josh. We learn out tachtayin min ha'elyayin. Tachtayin is Yachid by Avodah Zarah. Elyayin is Yachid by Yachid is Tzibur of Avodah Zarah. So I'm going to learn out Elyay Mitachtain. Again, I'm learning out Yachid by Avodah Zarah from Tzibur of Avodah Zarah. That just like the Tzibur of the Avodah Zarah needs Karis, the same thing, this also needs Karis. Okay? So, not so complicated. I want to write it on the board because I want to point out what the Chiddush in this particular. But the Chiddush in the Gemara is. Okay, so we have simply four Gezeres HaKosos again. Correct me if I'm wrong. We started with Shara Veiris by Yitzibor. Okay, Shara Veiris by Yitzibor, and that was allowed. This was the original Gezeres HaKosos. This is how we got into Yavos. From Aleha. So this is the one and only direct pasuk. This is the origin, the source that we learn everything from. Shara Veiris by Yitzibur. It says Aleha, so we learn our Karis. Okay. So what did the Gemara do right after that? It said, "How do you know Mashiach?" It's included. It says Ashmasan. How do you know Yachid V'Nasi? So we said Mitzvus Mitzvus. So we know we're still talking about Shara Veiris. Okay, we'll make one line for Shara Veiris. And one line for Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll have all the limudim. Here's Shara Veiris, here's Avodah Zarah, we'll have all the limudim. Tzibur, we learn out Aleha. Like I said, that includes the Kohen Gadol. How do you know a Yachid? So a Yachid, you know, but still by Shara Veiris, from the Zereshava Mitzvah. Okay? The Gemara then he asked Achay Dezara, how do you know? So what did the Gemara say? Ashkechan. Now what is me'ene me'ene? Where are you learning this from? Avedizara, you're learning it out from Ene Ha'eda, which is here. So from here to here, we're going to learn out Avedizara Sibor from Xerishadah me'ene me'ene. Okay? Me'ene me'ene. So much for what? Shebezin, Tzibor. We're talking here about Tzibor. Tzibor, right? So I'm learning about Me'ene, Me'ene. Tzibor, I mean Bezin. When I say Tzibor, that's called Parhelim Davashel Tzibor. Tzibor means the Bezin. The last Limud, Vav Moisef Al Yerishin, Tachta Min Elyain, was what? It says, V'im Nefesh Achas Tachta Vishkaga. So I'm learning out from this to this, to Yachid. Okay, so I think you take this four limudim and you go through the Gemara I learned. This limud is divided in here. You have Rebbe, and now you can have the Rabbanim. We'll leave the Rabbanim for tomorrow. It'll try to be less confusing. We'll deal with Rebbe. Rebbe, these are the limudim, I think. If you look in the Gemara, there are any chidushim here. And I'll tell you the truth, I've told you many times, when I learn, I use a piece of paper. If you have a chavrusa, sometimes he's as good as a piece of paper. Sometimes not even as good as a piece of paper. But a piece of paper always helps me learn a Gemara. I learned this Gemara, and I made the limudim. I went through the Gemara, and I got confused. You have the limudim, the original pasuk allow, the shara veiris by a tzibor, that it means chorus. Mela, limud number one. And again, Melech, we said, included in Yachid, both places. And Kohen Gadol, we said, it's included here, included here. Not our point. These are the Limudim. Now, the Arthur Nair points out that this is a Chiddush. There's something very special about this, a Klabi Shas. What's special? We let Limudim over time. He says, there's a Shaila in general, in Shas, whether the expression is sometimes in Yafinon Lamad Min Halamad. Could you learn something out of something else, which in itself you learn from something else? There's such a set of shaylas. In other words, here the shayla is, we learn this from Xerushav. Ene, ene. It's the same word twice, that's called Xerushav. So we learn that Me'ene, Me'ene, Xerushav. And then we learn how to hekish to Yachid. Now here it's a Zereshav also, which is mitzvah, no problem. What we're doing here is learning a hekish, Aliyah Metachtai, from something which itself is a Zereshav. The Archoner says that in this sugya we see that you're allowed to learn a hekish to something which in itself you only know from Xerushav. And with that, the Aruch Haner is matzmiya on a marsha. The marsha says that you can't learn a series hekish and Xerushav one from the other. The Aruch Haner assumes there's no difference. The order is hekish and then Xerushav, Xerushav and then hekish. Either way. So the Aruch Haner, based on this Gemara, argues with the Marsha. The Marsha says you can't learn Hekish and then Xerushava. And the Aruch Haner says, what do you mean? It's a Ferish Gemara. You can learn something Xerushava and then from a Hekish. The plea is, where is this Marsha? The Marsha is here in Yevamos Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Notice the Marsha that says Fakeret, it will be in a different Masechta. All right. You know, he had a terrace for this, but he didn't bother saying it. The Marsha is the first Marsha here on Tesamet Aleph. Is a different kasha. And to answer it, he says, Yesh Leimer, Afal Gav Deika Beperkez El Makayman, Dover Alamim Gzer Shava, Chayzer Mlam Gzer Shava. Even though something you learn from Gzeres Shava, the Marsha says you can learn not Gzeres Shava. Makamak, Davan Lomit Behekish, Betchila, then the Tzibur Bavai Dezara, Yalva Mekesha, Devav, Chazinum Gzeres Shava, Deini Eini, Shemitz Shuv Eini Numa Gzeres Shava Liyachid, Benasa. So you can't take a Hekish and Gzeres Shava and put those two one after the other. Marsha is going on a piece of Gemari afterwards. But he says this as a rule that you can't go Hekish Gzeres Shava. And here, L'chairu, we see that you could. Yeah, you could answer that you could go Hekish and then Gzeres Shava. That the Marsha says that you cannot do. But Gzeres Shava and Hekish, you could. But the Aruch HaNeirim, that's a daichik. If you learn, you learn. It's not, now, it's never the Hekish first, Gzeres Shava's first. And these things it's hard to say svaris. But the Marsha is here in Asugya. Yeah. He says he can't. And the way the Gemara sketches out, the way we did it, it seems to be not that way. Is Tachtim Elyon a Hekish? Maybe the Vav is Pshat, not a Hekish. I'm just looking if he says. Hekesha Devav, he calls it. The Marsha calls it Hekesha Devav. Rashon himself calls it a Hekish. I understand, you can understand the Vav is just Pshat. It says something. There, this is continuing. But the Mashiach himself calls it Hekesh of the Vav, the Hekesh of the Vav, which combines the Tachna and the Yad. Okay, so we have here apparently a Machloikis, the Mashiach, and the Arthur there. So, I'm not going to go start to bring Rais from Shas, because I don't remember other Rais from Shas, Hekesh and Zersha. But the Iker that I wanted to wife, like I said, is a blotch here. You should understand the Shakla Vitari. Now, what you have to do before tomorrow is you're going to learn the Rabbanan. The next half of the Yom is how did Rabbanan know all this? That Rebbe, it all starts from Allah. No, how did Rabbanan know all this? So you're going to have to tomorrow sit down and figure out like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan did two psukim, not one, the way we had it for Rebbe. And two psukim and two limudim. So that you'll do when you do the next Gemara. According to Rebbe, we start from Shar Averis. According to Rabbanu, we're going to start from Avodah Zarah. You started a chart like the Rabbanu, you have to start from Avodah Zarah. Not like Rebbe, you started from Shar Averis. In the Lamdis of this sugya, there's an interesting Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is Al Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Yudalet, I think. The Rambam, the he declares a very nice chakira in the limudim that we have now. Sorry, Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchos Shgagos. I wrote down Perek Yud Gimel. I'm remembering Perek Yud Aleph, but okay. So there aren't too many. There might be two Reb Chaims in the whole Hilchos Shgagos. You'll find it. But listen to his clair. He says, if a person is Eved Avodah Zarah b'shaigeg, he brings a chatas. If the reason he was Eved Avodah Zarah b'shaigeg was because Bezdin paskin that way, and Rav Tzibur followed the Bezdin, then you bring a parallel davish al Tzibur, and you do not bring a chatas. In other words, the parallel davish al Tzibur, when the Tzibur brings a carbon, because Rav Klal Yisrael or Eved Avodah Zarah al pi psak bezdin, then Yechidim don't bring karbanos. That's Allah Chapsuka. When the Paralim Dove is brought, then the Yachid doesn't bring his karban chatas. What you're asking to, right? The Paralim Dove is mechaper, the Yachid doesn't bring his chatas. Klart Reb Chaim. What's the pshat? In the fact that a yachid doesn't bring a carbon when the tzibur brings a carbon. Is it that the tzibur's carbon is a kapara for him? Somebody was Eved Avodah Zarah b'shaigeg, he's a kapara. Normally he brings a chatas, he has a kapara. The Torah says, you know what? If it's parallel davish al tzibur, let Bezdin bring the carbon, and that'll be mechaper for everybody. That's one way to understand Parallel Davish al Tzibur. Since the par is machapa for me, I don't have to bring my carbon. Well, no. Maybe it's not that way. Maybe it's not pshat that the par is machapa for me. The pshat is, if I was either of a desire of a shaygeg, so I need a kapara. But if it was a psak of Bezdin that Rav of Klal Yisrael followed, I don't need a kapara. Bezdin needs a kapara. I don't need a kapara. What did I do wrong? I did an avera b'shaygeg, but it's a very understandable avera. It's a psak Bezdin. It's a psak Bezdin that most of Klal Yisrael accepted. So I'm potter for b'chatas. I don't need a b'chlal. In other words, the first way of learning is that if you're a shaygeg, you always need a kapara. So either bring a chatas, or you're included in the paradav shel tzibur. The first way of learning is that you do need the normal kapara. The second way of learning is no. B'chal don't need a kapara. If it's a paradav shel tzibur situation, I don't need a karba chatas. I'll be a nafkamina. You think of a nafkamina between the two. So Chaim has a couple of nafkaminas. He has one easy nafkamina. So let's say Bezdin paskined in Tishrei that a certain avodah zarah is mutter, and took 3 months. Rav Klal Yisrael did it, Tishrei, Chesher, Kislev, and Bezdin realized they made a mistake. Rosh Chodesh Tevis, they brought a parallel on Davish Tzibur. Yeah, this is before newspapers, and cell phones, and phone. I live in some Darful out in the Golan. You know, I don't hear things so fast. It was a few days into what did I say? Kislev Teves, right? Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Bezdin brings the carbon. They make an announcement that the Pesach was a mistake, don't do it anymore. I'm living up in Rosh HaNikra. I didn't hear about it. And on the 10th day of Teves, I go and I did, Chalila, I did what Bezdin said I'm allowed to do. I heard about Bezdin's psak. I didn't hear about their retraction. So I did it again. I know Bezdin paskened that way. Everyone's doing it. I know. And I did it. Do I have to bring a chatas for the aveira, b'avodah zarah b'shaygeg, that the person did after the parel and davar was already brought? Zok Rav Chai. If you learn that the parel and davar shel tzibur is b'mokin the chatas, so then, once the parandav is brought already, and the person doesn't have aveira later, he needs a kapara. You can't have retroactive kaparas. Just like if he would have been either of a desara on his own, once he brought a chatas, then again he needs a new chatas. Same thing here. The parandav was machapar and everything the first 3 months, and the fourth month he did it, he'll need his own kapara. Mashain came. You've learned the second way. If you learn that the parahelim davishel tzibur is not b'makim chatas, it's just the Torah is saying that a person who does an avera b'shaygeg al pi psak bezdin in a situation where the bezdin's psak was so believable that right of the tzibur followed it, in such a case you don't need a carbon. Such a time, in such a case, then I wouldn't need a carbon in this case either, because l'maisa I did it. I taka did it in the middle of Tevis, but I still did it based on the psak of a bezdin that Roy Tzibah followed. So here you have a mafurishtika, a clear nafkamina between the two ways of learning. So this is Rav Chaim's chakira. So we'll mix tomorrow dealing with pshat in the sugya and therein. Daftes is you have to get down to the bottom. We'll get back to a little bit of Yavamis in the bottom of the Yamid, and then afterwards you'll have fun with the big Rashi on the Yamid Beis and Yitzhak Shem, which I'm sure you're all looking forward to it.